Hello again. This is Matt Cain at MattCain.com on August 29, 2005. I'm podcasting from New York City, where I wouldn't dare complain about the weather, because compared to New Orleans, it's downright heavenly here. I have four political poems for you today. The first two feature two crackpot Pats, Pat Robertson and Pat Boone. Let's begin with my limerick about Pat Robertson's Venezuelan lunacy. A broadcasting preacher named Pat, who quite frequently talks through his hat, seems to think it's God's will that we pray Chavez kill, then we'll take all his oil, and that's that. And now my limerick about another nutty Pat, Pat Boone. There once was a man named Pat Boone, a quite wholesome non-rocker who crooned. Now he's scouting hot air, slamming folks anti-gare. Are all fellows named Pat Crazy Loons? And speaking of Crazy Loons, it's time to make fun of Bush's latest extended vacation and his summer reading list. Every August, Bush takes a vacation whose sheer length makes most Americans drool with envy. Of course, it's always implausibly described as a working vacation, and it's always accompanied by a purported Bush reading list that's packed with books way too intellectual for poor Condi to summarize on a 3x5 card. Here's my ode to Bush's latest reading list, Reader Dub. Who cares what W claims to read? The History of Salt? Plus tomes on flu and Alex too? Nonsense. Aye. Gavalt. And finally, my Bush vacation haiku. Bush on vacation. So, can you tell the difference? D.C. less toxic. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. You can read the text version with lots of relevant links in the August 29th entry of my Notables weblog. Just go to MattCain.com, click on my Notables weblog, and scroll down to August 29th. So long for now, and thanks for listening.